Hello, hello. Welcome to the first official recording of the Diagnosis Asshole Podcast.
Whoa!
Hello, I am host number one, Tavi.
And I am host number two, Kaylee.
We are missing host number three, Abby, sadly. But she will be joining us the next recording, hopefully. I love her so much, and I wish she was here. So, for this first episode, we are not going to be doing much because this is the pilot episode and we don't have Abby, so we're not going to do a lot. Just going to maybe introduce ourselves just a little bit, and then we're just going to read a bunch of Am I the Asshole posts rather than telling our own Am I the Asshole stories, because we want to save that for Abby.
Yeah. So I'm trying to figure out what to add on for like little sound effects. I'm the soundboard guy.
Perfect. It's beautiful. Okay, so what should I say? There's not much to say about me that I want to say right now. We'll save that for episode one, but so far all you guys need to know is I am Tavi, I am 18, and I go by all pronouns.
Hello, hello. Kaylee. I could go by KJ or Lee is what I will most likely be referred to as on here. I'm also 18, halfway to 19.
You're old.
I'm less than halfway to 19, and I go by she, her, but low-key, I prefer any. I'm cool with any.
Period. Okay, so that is pretty much, I will tell you guys about Abby. Abby is 18, yes?
She's recently 18. Birthday was August or September?
I'm pretty sure it was August.
I thought it was September. Abby, we're sorry.
Abby, I love you so much.
We love you.
Abby, you're my wife. I'm not a homewrecker. You guys are gonna hear a lot of me saying that.
No, for real.
I say a lot. but Abby, I believe, goes by just she, her, but she will absolutely be the one to tell you guys that in the next episode.
Because, right. They're so silly.
So we are just going to start reading some Am I the Asshole posts, and we're pretty much just going to be giving our input or laughing at whoever was the asshole. That's just how this is going to work, so let's go.
Cool. Okay, so I found this one. It's low-key giving, like, Christmassy type vibe. You'll understand with the title, right?
Okay.
Okay. Am I the asshole because I will not watch anything more complicated than a Hallmark movie with my wife? I know. And, like, Hallmark movie, like, it's just fucking Christmas.
Yeah.
So it's, like...
That's... Wait, did he say anything more complicated?
Anything more complicated than a Hallmark movie.
I already don't like this dude.
Hallmark... Okay, no offense to Hallmark movies.
No offense to Hallmark movies. I just don't.
No, they're not. They're not my vibe.
In my defense, I mostly watch horror movies anyway, so they wouldn't have been my forte anyway. But anyway, read the.
Okay, so it starts off, I love my wife. She is intelligent and sweet. Also, she is beautiful inside and out. She teaches high school English and social studies. She loves novels and usually has several on the go. However, she cannot follow the plot of a movie to save her life, unless it is about a big city lawyer visiting her hometown to shut down the local factory, but instead reconnecting with her high school boyfriend, who is also the local baker and mayor. Sorry, guys, I'm not good at reading out loud. It's also hot in here. Let's just put that on the fucking table.
Just so you guys know, it's really fucking hot in here.
It feels like if it's cold out there, this is how it would be in here.
100%.
Like, if, like, oh my god, okay.
I'm cooking like a hot dog.
Okay. I've known this about her for years and I have to accept it. I just like what is that word? Begging?
Vegging? Begging?
Vegging? Yo, that sounds wrong.
I like vegging her.
That's crazy. So I'm happy to see why people... I'm happy to see why people rediscovering the magic of Christmas or whatever. When we were dating, we watched The Matrix. The question she asked had me wondering about her. Ditto for anything complex. Even The Usual Suspects, where they lay everything out for you, she didn't get the ending.
No, nothing happened. I'm just, like, I'm starting to see a point, maybe. Just a little bit.
We had her sister and brother-in-law over for a couple of nights on Friday. We made supper and the plan was to watch a movie. Her sister wanted to watch Shutter Island. I will not spoil it, but the movie has many twists. The ending is awesome.
It's by M. Night Shyamalan. Of course it's going to have a bunch of twists. Mm-hmm. Or no, Shutter Island. No, it's something that, like, M. Night Shyamalan would work on. I don't know if... Mm-hmm. I don't think he actually worked on it.
Interesting.
He worked on... I'm thinking of a different movie that he worked on that was basically the same thing. But, needless to say, it's going to have a bunch of twists because it reminds me of M. Night Shyamalan.
I tried my best to suggest anything else. The new Laura Dean movie where she bangs the kid from Hunger Games.
They all ganged... What movie is that?
They ganged up on me and said we were watching Shutter Island. My wife proceeded to embrace... No, sorry. To embarrass herself by not understanding the ending and asking questions that were not great. Her sister and her husband were looking at my wife like she was a simple jack. I tried my best to cover for her or telling her I would explain it later. She got mad at me for not answering her questions. After they left, she started in on me. She said that she noticed that we always watch a certain kind of movie and that she thought I enjoyed them. I said I did because we got to spend time together and that was... Jesus, this guy's English is not good either. That made me happy. She said that she was not an idiot and that she didn't, and she just didn't concentrate on movies. She recited the plots of several novels to prove her point. I said that I had never commented on her intelligence and that she was smarter than me. She says I'm a jerk for not watching movies I enjoy with her. So I agreed. We watched we watched Memento, I think.
Mm.
I think her head almost exploded from the bot asking questions. I saw her on Wikipedia reading the plot. Am I the asshole for intentionally not watching complicated movies with my wife?
Okay, well, I know I made the joke that he's a jerk, but I really understand the frustration of, like, trying to just sit through a fucking movie without being asked a shitload of questions. Yeah. That's why I don't watch certain movies with my mom. Like, we'll watch... My mom either falls asleep or she's on her phone.
Oh my God.
I love my mom because she's the one who suggests we watch movies to spend time together.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, a movie's gonna put her to sleep. I don't feel bad for...
No, yeah.
Yeah, like, she's... That's okay.
Yeah.
But she'll wake up at the most inconvenient time. She's like, what happened? I'm like, they're explaining it now! Just stay awake!
It's like, okay, everyone mostly said that not the asshole.
Yeah.
And that, like, people can agree being the wife. Because, low-key, I feel like I'm like that with my boyfriend.
I'm not even at all shocked by that. Poor Carlin.
Hey, okay. It's like, normally I don't say stuff when I'm watching movies. But, like, I've gotten to the comfort level, even though I feel bad to ask.
Aw.
Like, when we're, like, literally watching. And it's like... I realized, I picked that up from my mom. Like, we were watching Star Wars in the theaters back in May. She's like, so, who's that? And who's that? And I'm like, just watch it, girl. We're in the theaters watching it. And I'm like, homegirl. Like.
Yeah, I feel like this is one of those situations that it's like, you have to be in it to decide.
Yeah.
Because I feel like at any given point, you could be the husband. At any given point, you could be the wife.
Yeah, like, you would have to have the patience to be the husband.
Yeah.
But it's also nice if you have the wife or you are the wife because you're genuinely just thinking. You're curious. Right. And, like, if the other person isn't willing to, like, really explain it to you, then it's like...
Exactly. It's kind of just, I don't know. Really?
Found another one.
Oh, yeah.
I saw the title and I'm like, this looks interesting. So... Am I the asshole for giving my dad details he didn't ask about my sex life?
Okay, I can... I just want to start this off by saying... My parents, my mom and my stepdad, I would never tell them, like, details of my sex life unless I specifically wanted them to stop asking me about it. So then I'd be like, oh yeah, he bit me over the counter and...
Girl.
I would say that specifically so they wouldn't ask any more questions.
Yeah.
Because now they're not going to want to hear about it. So it's like, that's the only time. So I hope this is one of those situations.
I would only say it if it's like something really funny happened. Like, I'm not comfortable to be, like, tell them. Unless, like, you know, for some unknown godly reason we're talking about it. But I would only just
talking about the millions of condoms we got on campus. Protect yourself from Republican. Vote Democrat.
Yeah. We're not a politic podcast.
We're not. It's just, that's literally what the condoms say.
It's so great. I mean, as long as they work against. Anyways, okay. So, this is a throwaway account because I don't want men messaging me. You'll see why. LOL.
Okay.
Oh, God. I, female, 20s, was having a regular conversation with my dad and a few other relatives. Oh, a few other relatives?
Oh!
Oh, that took a weirdly homophobic turn, as conversations with him often do. We got to the subject of why I didn't care about people being gay and why he was so bothered by it.
Right.
He's not religious or anything. I am, actually, so I really don't get it. After...
What a turn of events.
After a while of back and forth, I told him they weren't hurting anyone. He disagreed and said gay men were hurting each other because anal sex is obviously painful. I paused, thought for a moment, then told him it doesn't hurt. He got pissed immediately, and the whole vibe of the afternoon changed.
Who's been sticking their wee-wee in my daughter's bum?
He said I ruined his and everyone else's time by offering this information, but I'm not the one who started the conversation.
Period.
Am I the asshole for telling him that? No.
No, not even at all. It's his fault. First of all, stop being homophobic.
Exactly.
Like, it has nothing to do with you. If you're so bothered by it, just don't be gay.
That's crazy.
If it bothers you so much, don't talk about it, don't think about it. You spend so much time thinking about it. Clearly, obviously, you've had to say this for a minute. So do you know that in your experience, did it hurt you? Is that why you're so bothered by it?
That's what I was thinking. I was like, why did he say that? Unless he's had it happen to him before.
Like, are you okay, buddy?
Yeah.
Because I had a similar situation with, my stepdad. Because I, let me tell you, I do my hair a lot, and I usually put colors in it, as you've seen. You remember the pink and purple / blue?
Yeah, like the iconic look that lasted like a good while.
Yes, that was one of my favorite looks that I ever did. And he was like, be careful with all those colors in your hair, people might misidentify you. And I was like,
what does that mean?
And he was like,
it just makes you look more bi.
Right? He was like, the LGBTQs. And no, he actually said it like that. Because he's an idiot. I love my stepdad so much. But I was like, misidentify?
Like, what are you misidentifying here? That I'm straight?
Well, right? But he was like, they're quite aggressive. I personally have not been in a situation where they were aggressive. I'm not aggressive, I feel. At least I hope I'm not aggressive. I don't know where he got that from, but I feel like I should be concerned. Like, should I check on him? Am I the asshole for wanting to check on my stepdad and make sure he's not gay?
Yo, that's insane.
Okay, let's do one more to close this episode.
Okay. But people did say that, not the asshole. Like, yeah. I'll just read this comment real quick.
Yeah.
So he's butthurt that his daughter set him straight. It's hilarious to me that someone who felt painful butt sex was topic worth debating would suddenly become so dainty when he found out that A, wrong, that he was wrong, and B, speaking to someone with more experience on the topic. It was, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys, pretty much this is just a podcast where we're just gonna yap together. Tell our own Am I the Asshole experiences, and then at the end we're going to read one or two Am I the Asshole stories, depending on what we have time for, because me and our our co-host Abby, we definitely have quite a few Am I the Asshole situations. And I know this is going to sound real biased, but Abby's never been the asshole. I'm always the asshole, but that's because when you go low, I go to hell. So.
Oh. The bar's in hell.
The bar has been in hell, baby. It's going to stay there.
That shit's insane's ass.
If people keep trying me, the bar will stay in hell. I've gotten to the point in my life. I'm a college student now. I can't deal with it. I will not allow it. Have you found one yet?
Yeah, I found one. I think this is good. Okay.
Okay, let's go.
Once it loads. Okay, this is not that long either. So, it was not as interesting title as the second one. Am I the asshole because I don't want a friend to bring a guy into my apartment?
Ooh, okay.
A friend of mine asked me if she could stay at my place because she was coming to town for a big party. Unfortunately, I was away at the time, but I told her that it wasn't a problem for me and that she was welcome to stay at my place. However, I also told her that the offer was really only for her and that I wouldn't like it if she picked up a guy and brought him to my place.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there's a reason for this because I have known her for so long and I know that she likes one-night stands. That's mm-hmm. completely fine with me, but I just don't want this to happen in my own apartment and on my bed.
Right.
That may be prudish, but that's just the way it is. Anyway, she's now upset and claims that she would never have done something like that anyway and that it would be rude of me to suggest such a thing. She has now also found another place to sleep. I think it was okay to talk about what I don't want in my apartment beforehand. She now interprets it as if I think badly of her. Am I the asshole?
No.
No.
Because
Reddit was deemed not the asshole.
Yeah. Because I feel like OP set a clear boundary, and for your friend to, for you to be, like, openly okay, like, you know that she is somebody who likes sex, and that's okay to be someone who likes sex, you just are, but it's...
Sorry, I put that out there.
No, that was perfect, but it's okay for you to be somebody who doesn't want that to happen in your apartment, that's
right,
your space.
Like, two people naked in your bed that you sleep on with your plushies at night. The poor children.
Right.
The plushies be watching that shit.
Oh my god. If they... What would you do if your friend was in your apartment, you found out they hooked up, and your plushies look the exact same from when you left? Like, that means they did not turn your children around, made your children watch. I would fight.
I would be really mad at the friend, be like, you could have at least had the audacity, like, if you had the audacity to take your clothes off in my bed, you could have at least changed the sheets, moved the plushies to another
room. That's what
room,
I'm thinking. There's so many things you could do. Right, turn on freaking Bluey or something.
Exactly.
Like, don't traumatize my kids because you're trying to get freaky deaky, bro.
Like, now I gotta comfort
right.
them,
instead
apologize.
Of, instead of them comforting me when I need to sleep, I gotta be comforting them. Do you understand the stress and trauma you have put on my children?
Exactly.
Yeah, no, OP has been deemed not the asshole.
Yeah.
All right, that was our last one for this episode.
Sorry. The adrenaline is kicking in. I don't feel too warm anymore.
Right, yeah.
Like, it feels like they kind of turned off the heater.
Right, my body's starting to regulate its temperature.
No, for real.
All right, so any closing thoughts?
You go first. You're host number one. You're the main
oh
bitch here.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
HBIC. Me and Abby are just the co-hosts. You're the main host, girl.
Oh, come on. We're all co-hosts. This, for me, has been a very productive podcast. I feel like this is really fun. Definitely enjoyed it.
What I'm thinking is, what we could do, if you guys want to read one, I'll find, unless you guys want to find them too, it just depends, because I don't really mind reading them, like, at the end, because
mm-hmm.
it's mostly for me to practice actually speaking out loud.
I'm fine with you reading them. I'd be on my narrator shit, like, I'm pretty good with...
I low-key want to get into narrating just a little
exactly.
bit.
Exactly, I want to do, like, audiobooks and stuff, because, you know...
I'll do VA.
See, like, you
know, I don't know
what
I could do it for, but I'll do VA, shit.
I have a friend who's working on animation. I could probably talk to him for you.
Ooh, I gotta get more, like, practice.
Yeah. I'm gonna be doing VA. Oh, that's another thing to share with you guys. I, at some point, will be doing VA for my friend's YouTube series. Once that's out, I will let you know. I will give you all of the details. He just started working on it, so it's probably not gonna be out for another year. But
that's good. At least they started it.
Exactly. I'm so proud of him. But yes, all right, those for now are my closing thoughts. I'll probably say something else to end the podcast, but you want to go?
Closing thoughts. This low-key, I feel like it's going to be a really cool experience for us three.
Mm-hmm.
Or us two, just depending on whoever is able to be in the room.
Right.
This low-key feels very official, and I feel very professional, and I feel very fancy.
Right.
I don't know. I feel like it's going to be really cool. And it's just going to bond us three more together.
For sure.
And shit, if we decide to have a band.
Oh my gosh,
we're
going to
be the most weirdest band having a fucking podcast.
Oh my gosh, that'd be so funny, though. And then it goes from Diagnosis Asshole to the name of our band.
Cat.
To
Cat. Cat. That's going to be the intro.
we are Cat.
So I'm going to say that at some point. That might be the first episode.
I love that. Okay, so thank you guys for sitting with us for these 22 minutes, 23 minutes.
Whatever, it's going to be edited time too.
Yes. thank you for listening and giving us a chance.
Dude, the adrenaline is still in me, dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, goodbye. Have a nice day.